Good morning, Monday Morning Detox. It's another great week for our skirt strategists following us this month.
And this month, what are we talking about?
Well, it's a whole new month. New month, new topic. We're talking about charisma the whole dang month.
The whole dang month. And there's 5 Mondays in this month.
It's a month of Mondays again.
It is.
So you get a bonus podcast.
That's
bonus
right.
Detox. This first one, though, is just to get you started off on it. And let us introduce the fact. If you haven't listened to or watched the video at this point, let us just give you a rundown of what the month is about. We've got a book that we're profiling, something we read and we just loved, resonated with us, The Charisma Myth.
The Charisma Myth by Olivia Fox Cobain, How Anyone Can Master the Art and Science of Personal Magnetism. Mm. Oh, it was fabulous. So fun to read and practice.
And what's fresh about it is that it's fresh, is that we don't really think about charisma as something that we might go work on.
Right.
But we should.
We should and we can. And Katie and I have both been working on it, and we're both actually
more charismatic automatically.
Absolutely.
The assignment for this first week, Skirt Strategists, is to think about this word charisma. How do you spell it? And how charismatic would you say you are? Now, we're not going to define for you what charisma is before we ask you that. We're just going to say...
Do that. We'll start that next week.
Yeah, we'll start defining it. But based on what you believe you think of as charisma, would you call yourself charismatic? How so? Mm-hmm. Then also think about somebody that you think of as charismatic. My guess is it's someone that might be a role model for you. It's even
right.
Better.
It can be somebody in your life who is a role model. It can be somebody out there, a politician or a religious figure or somebody that you think of with charisma.
Okay. Like it. Like it. Love it. Got to have more of it. And then ask yourself, what is it about him or her that makes them more charismatic? Is it that they're good listeners? Is it that they're tall? Is it that they are they have good eye contact?
They're loud.
Maybe they're loud. I think that's a very key aspect of charisma.
Just because you're
short
loud.
And loud. Short, blonde, and loud. And just kind of what is it? Try to get your hands around it. Then after we spend the following 3 weeks, the next 3 weeks, we're going to take each of the pieces of Olivia's model of charisma from the book, The Charisma Myth, and we'll talk about each of those three. And as we talk about those three, you'll get to know them more. Then we'll come back to this in the 5th week, and we'll come back to that person that you're identifying as charismatic, plus yourself. Where do you see yourself? So that's a kickoff for the month.
And we'll be doing skill building the whole time. So
skill,
you know,
building.
One of the premises of this book is that you can have charisma.
And you can change your charisma level immediately.
It's a learned behavior. So we're going to learn you how.
We're going to learn you how. That's all for this week of your weekly detox, really, your weekly detox. Take some time to think about what you'd like to focus on for the week if you have an intent. We, of course, give you 4 minutes of meditative silence at the end of your detox. Begins with music and ends with music. And it starts in just a moment after I say, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you have a productive week. Thank you.